First, though, a report to the UN Security Council overnight says children in Syria have endured unspeakable suffering during the conflict there. It found more than 10,000 children are believed to have been killed by, quote, the indiscriminate use of heavy weapons by government forces and allied militias. Besides all that, the US Secretary of State John Kerry has accused Syria's Assad regime of starving whole communities by blocking the urgent delivery of food aid. It's estimated about 3 million Syrians are at risk of starvation while this political conflict goes on. International aid trucks can't get through at the moment, so the UN World Food Programme has now started airlifting supplies into northeastern Syria. Abiya Atefa is the World Food Programme's Middle East and North Africa spokesperson. She joins me now from Cairo. Abiya Atefa, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you and to your listeners.
Abiya Atefa, I know you just recently returned from Syria. Can you give us a sense of the humanitarian situation there?
The situation in Syria is getting more difficult every day. We're now talking about almost half the population food insecure, and by that we mean at the edge of hunger. Add to this millions of people who are in difficult-to-reach areas or areas where accessibility is a big challenge. And as you mentioned, we had to actually airlift food supplies since yesterday. The planes have been going back and forth between Iraq, North Iraq, to the northeast governorates of Syria in order to move essential food supplies to keep a population that has been stranded in this area for over 6 months now with hardly any food getting into these communities. So it's a very dire situation.
So when the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry talks about 3 million Syrians at risk of starvation, or certainly of whole communities being starving because food aid can't get in, is that a fair description of the state of play?
What we know is that there are 40 communities across Syria that are out of access for the World Food Program. A quarter million people live in these besieged areas. So what we know for sure is that these quarter million people in the besieged areas are completely cut off from any supplies, be it humanitarian, be it commercial. We know nothing about these people or how they are doing. That includes areas like the old city of Homs, like some areas in rural Damascus, Yarmouk camp, Muaddamiya. So some of these communities completely cut off supplies. In addition, there are people who are in difficult to reach areas. They are not besieged, but they are in locations where it's extremely difficult for trucks or, humanitarian aid to get by. That includes some part of the northeast governorates, including some parts of Aleppo. So it is certainly a very difficult situation, even though it's also quite challenging for us to tell you exactly the numbers of people who are in all of these areas.
It's a dire situation. I want to come to the airlifts you're doing at the moment, but just this quarter of a million people in these areas that no one can get to, the city of Homs, for instance, which has been the centre of a lot of the fighting. Do you have any sense, have you been able to speak to anyone there, of how are they managing? What are they managing to eat every day?
We do hear reports from people who manage every now and then to flee these areas, or from people who manage to send messages from these communities that they are living off eating plants or resorting to very negative coping mechanisms. They eat whatever they can get their hands on. So, some people are surviving. We're also hearing reports of severe cases of malnutrition. And unfortunately, we see also, as the world sees with us, videos of some children who are dying. So it's very difficult to understand exactly what is happening inside these areas. Old city of Homs has been under siege now for over 500 days. 500 days no one has been in or out. So you can imagine, for us, it's very completely out of the picture what is happening inside these areas.
So with the World Food Programme has started airlifting aid into parts of northeastern Syria. As you just told us, you got the first airlift through in the last 48 hours. How many people will you be able to get aid to?
10 airlifts, which have started since yesterday, today was the second one, should move about 400 metric tons of food supplies into the northeast parts of Syria. That is theoretically enough food to feed 30,000 people for 1 month. But the reality of what will happen is that because the needs are so great that many of these families will split the family rations and feed more people with it, but with less caloric intake. So we know that this food is enough for 30,000 people, but we also expect that many people will be splitting the food parcels.
Okay, so the food you're able to get in is really a drop in the ocean compared to the demand, the need.
Exactly. It is definitely a drop in the ocean. The needs are huge. We're talking about millions of people who need food assistance in Syria. It is estimated that over 9 million people are in need or are food insecure. Out of the 9 million, 6.5 million are severely food insecure, which means that they cannot survive without external food assistance. At this moment, WFP is working on providing food assistance to 4.25 million people, and we're having huge challenges in access. So in January, we were only able to dispatch food to 3.6 million people. That leaves behind 500,000 that have been or have not been able to receive their food rations.
It's 17 to 7 on Breakfast. Our guest this morning is Abia Atefa from the World Food Programme's Middle East and North African areas, just back from Syria, talking about the difficulties of trying to get food aid into the ravaged and conflict riddled areas of Syria. Abia, why is the World Food Programme the only one taking food in at the moment? Are the other aid agencies not able to get in? Is this part of the sort of the political wrangling that is going on at the moment, that it's not safe for aid trucks getting in, or are they not trying hard enough?
I think the whole UN and humanitarian community in Syria is working hard to get humanitarian assistance and supplies across Syria. Last month, in December, we were able to do another airlift in partnership with UNHCR, with UNICEF, whereby UNICEF was able to send school supplies, winter clothing, cleaning material, detergents, and UNHCR was able also to airlift lots of supplies to make people able to cope with the severe winter weather in this particular area. So the whole humanitarian community is working hard in assisting the Syrian population. The problem with the World Food Program is, like, when you send a tent or when you send supplies for winterization, it's a one-time-off thing. But for food, it has to be sustainable. Every month, you have to be able to send these food supplies. So we have been left with no option except to airlift because of the very difficult access to roads because of security, and also as the border crossing point between Iraq and Syria is still closed.
Obviously, there needs to be a political solution to this for aid agencies and the World Food Programme to be able to get in safely to these areas. But in the meantime, you're resorting to airlifts. This is clearly a crisis. I think Syria is due to cost the World Food Programme more than $1 billion this year, which is a massive drain on your budget. How is your budget situation?
It's actually, this operation will cost us more than $2 billion in 2014, this year. This operation costs WFP more than $14 million every week. And we're starting this year with very few funds. And as of February, by the end of this month, we will not have any ability to operate unless we get new contributions. We work on voluntary funding, and therefore we procure food as soon as we have the money. It's a hands-to-mouth operation. So, and there are enormous challenges on the international community with a number of other crises that are brewing around the world. So we hope that no child is prioritized over another child. It's extremely important that we continue to provide support to the Syrian people at this very difficult time in the crisis. I have met families in Syria and mothers who have, immediately, the minute they get the food box, they go home and they cook, they prepare a simple meal for their families. Children will go hungry without this food.
Abia Atefa, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you.
Abia Atefa is the Middle East and North Africa spokesperson for the UN World Food Programme. And as you can hear, the need is great and a number of charities have appeals for Syria. So I guess the message overall, if you listen to that, think about children going hungry, starving to death from malnutrition in some cases, as she told us, we should give generously. The UN aid chief, Valerie Amos, will deliver her report on the Syrian humanitarian crisis next Thursday. It's 13 to 7.